All right, so we're out here in the puppy nursery. And so we're getting ready for Sakari's puppies to be born. She's one of our golden retrievers, and this will be her first litter. So when we have a first litter especially, but really with all of our litters, we make sure and be with them through the whole process. And so we help her deliver the puppies, and then we take the puppy from her, and we bring her over here. We've got all of our supplies laid out here, and so kind of explain what we do. We'll wear these gloves, obviously. And so once a puppy is born, we'll take the puppy, bring it over here. And a lot of times we have to use this Dealey suction, and it just clears the fluid out of the puppy's lungs, right? So we clean them up and we get them all dried off. We tie up their umbilical cord. We'll use something like some surgical maybe thread or some dental floss, because I don't have the other right now, but dental floss will work fine. And then we'll use something that'll help dry up the umbilical cord. And so we get them all ready and get that done, and then we'll place them over on the whelping nest for a little while if she's still kind of actively having puppies. And then, of course, we'll put her with the puppies as soon as they're all born. Or if there's a pause in there, we'll put the puppies with her to make sure they get the colostrum and the first milk and all that. So how do we know that she's about to have puppies, right? So what we do is usually what they call the gestation period on a dog is around 63 days. And so Sakari is around 61, I think she's 61 days now. But they could have that puppy anywhere in like day 58 or day 60, or they might go a few days past day 63. But there's some certain signs that we look for. One of those signs, when it gets close to their due date, is that they'll kind of stop eating, right? So, you know, the puppies are pushing a lot of pressure down there, and they just don't feel like eating a lot. And they go from eating a whole bunch, you know, for these puppies growing, to not really eating anything. And then we start taking their temperature. So a dog's temperature is somewhere around 101 degrees, and then what we'll see that temperature do, we'll see it drop. And so usually when it gets down around 98.5 or whatever, somewhere around 98 degrees, 98.5, 98.6, that means puppies are coming real soon. So we'll watch for that drop. Now some females, some dogs may drop and then kind of come back up. And so you just never know. So you might be out here several days, or you might be out here 3 hours and the puppies may start coming. So everybody's a little bit different when they start to have puppies, but that's kind of what we look for in the signs. So we're all ready and we're just waiting for Sakari to for those puppies to be born. I think she's really ready for them to be born right now, and we're anxious to see them. And so stay tuned.
Hey!
What's happening?
Any puppies yet?
Not yet, but I think we're getting close.
Getting close.
Yeah. She's just kind of chilling. But I did take her temperature, and her temperature is about, I don't know, it was 98 or 99.6, so it shouldn't be very long. But she's a good girl. Her's a good girl. Yeah, her's a good girl. So yeah, shouldn't be long.
Okay.
Surely it will be, I mean, what time is it? Yeah, surely it would be sometime, you know, before tonight, I hope.
Okay.
But you never know.
Never know.
No, but it's getting close.
Hey, brought you some coffee.
Oh, man. Whew. I need the caffeine.
Puppies? We have puppies this morning?
No puppies yet.
No puppies. No. Well, she's still
no
awake.
Yet,
hi, sugar.
Her temperature went back up about, I guess I checked it about 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
But it went back up, but it's going back down again, so hopefully, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll happen today, but you know it never happens during the day. It always happens in the middle of the night. But after staying out here last night, but she did real good.
Yeah.
And it's been real. She's just, you know, it's just not time just yet. She's giving you the eye.
We just waiting. Sakari's a good girl.
She's giving you that.
Well, we're ready.
I appreciate the coffee.
You're welcome.
Check back in with me here in a little bit, okay?
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
Hey. Hey, honey. Hey. Hey. Oh. It's okay.
What?
You scared to go.
Oh, my goodness. Is she got puppies?
No puppies.
Well, I'm ready.
You ready?
Oh, my goodness.
No puppies.
Oh, I know I shouldn't have wrapped up in this. We got chilly.
You're like in a little cocoon.
Good grief. This is Hunter's sleeping bag. Oh, here we go.
Well, I see you made it from the chair to the lounge chair to the bed.
After 3 days? Yeah, I'm about ready to. Yeah, after 3 days and three nights. Oh, that's not as easy getting up as it used to be. Oh, me.
Well, she's getting closer.
Sakaar, come here, girl. Yeah, she's getting closer. Hers getting closer. Yeah, she's getting closer. Her temperature's dropped back down.
Good.
So, I mean, it could be any time now.
Any time.
Yeah. I mean, it will be tonight. I mean, what time is it? Is it getting dark?
No, it's daytime. It's morning. You don't even know what day it is. It's okay.
Hey, when you've been out here for like 3 days and three nights, most of the time off and on, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what day it is. But it's fixing to happen. Okay. But I'm not getting back in the sleeping bag. Ah, oh, I think I hurt my side. Okay. See, this is a young man's game. Hunter should be out here.
Yeah.
Where is Hunter?
I know. I'll check back with you here in a little bit.
Check back with me here in a little bit.
Well, we've done everything to prepare for these puppies. We've got our supplies all laid out, our gloves are ready, and the whelping nest over there all warmed up. You know, she's showing all the signs, so we're just watching and waiting. We're waiting because we know that these puppies are coming soon. You know, it sounds familiar, doesn't it? The Bible tells us that Jesus is coming soon. All the signs are there, we're just waiting for His return. Before Jesus was crucified, He met with His disciples one last time all together. He told them that He was going away to prepare a place for them and all those that believed in Him. In John 14:3, Jesus says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." We know He's coming, but what will that look like? You know what? Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. It says, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." You know, when it says caught up, this is where we get the term rapture. Those that are alive will be taken straight to heaven. And that could happen at any time. Matthew 24:42 says, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." So, are you prepared? Are you ready for the Lord's return? For those that have put their faith and trust in Jesus as the Son of God to forgive them for their sins, you've done everything you need to do to be ready. And you should be serving the Lord, you know, anticipating His soon return. But if you haven't, the time is now. Maybe you've been feeling that tug on your heart, that guilt of your sins deep inside. You've tried everything to get it to stop, to go away, but nothing fills the emptiness and nothing takes away the shame. You know what that is? Jesus is calling you today to release your grip on this life. He wants you to surrender. Jesus wants you to trust in Him to forgive you of those sins, and He wants you to follow Him with your life. Will you do that? Jesus is coming soon, and now it's time to get ready. If you want to know more about Jesus, what it means to follow Him as a believer, or learn how to share the good news of Jesus with someone else, go to lifeword.org. We've got tons of blogs and videos like these that will help you understand and know more about Jesus. So until then, keep anticipating His return, getting ready, serving Him, and looking up.
This makes probably the 10th trip out here, but I hear this time we have good news. Heard we have some good news.
Hey, come on in.
We have puppies.
We got six. We got four boys and two girls.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to see one of them?
Yeah, let's look at one.
She did really good.
Oh, she's a good mama.
Yeah, that's little
hi,
boy.
Little sugar.
Yeah, it's little boy.
Hi. Hi, dear.
Yeah. Say hello. Hello, world. Hello.
Oh, precious babies.
She's real protective.
I bet she likes how warm is that whelping nest. I bet she likes that.
Yeah, it's on about 98 degrees.
Oh,
so they're staying plenty warm. She likes that too. I just had her get off of it so I could help clean them real quick.
Yeah. Oh, well, she's doing good.
Yeah, she did real good.
All right, time to get some rest.
Yes, rest, supper. I'll stay out here with them for just a little bit longer. And then we'll be in. Pretty, aren't they?